Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. A fund set up to raise money for those injured in the Indiana State Fair stage collapse continues to grow. The Central Indiana Community Foundation says the State Fair Remembrance Fund stands at $242,000. That includes about $65,000 donated by Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, but does not yet include donations expected from the concert by Train and Maroon 5. The State Fair Commission will hold a news conference this afternoon to talk more about how the fund will be distributed. At least four people remain hospitalized from the August 13th accident that killed seven people. The State Department of Education will hold more community meetings tonight on school intervention plans. A 5 p.m. session will be held at Riverside Park Family Center and one at 7 p.m. at Christian Park Family Center. Hearings are scheduled tomorrow for two Indianapolis men charged with shooting an IMPD officer last Friday. Eugenio Gonzalez and Johnny Tabota Perez were formally charged this morning. Officer Dustin Carmack was shot in the hip while sitting in his patrol car on an investigation at Michigan and Tibbs. And the Indiana Supreme Court is stepping into a dispute between the state and thousands of workers involving back pay. The class action lawsuit argued that some state employees were required to work 40 hours a week, while others were paid the same for working 37 and a half hours. A trial judge ruled the workers were entitled to $42.4 million in back pay, but the State Court of Appeals ordered that judgment reduced last fall. A hearing will be held September 8th. Partly sunny this afternoon with isolated showers, the high 90, and partly cloudy tonight with also a chance of showers. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.